WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For most of this century, Baroque music was either neglected or performed in an inappropriate style. But recent scholarship about style, performance practice, and original instruments has generated a tremendous new interest and excitement about early music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, however, sees some limitations to the historical approach to early music. In this wave of popularity, Lloyd says, some important aspects of the music seem to have gotten lost.
Early music is probably more popular today than it's been at any time since the days when it was actually new music. But I have a problem with a lot of current, historically informed performances. Every piece tends to get played the same way. In the effort to rebuke the 19th century for making Baroque music sound too heavy and slow, everything is now played faster and lighter. But everything also seems to sound thinner and smaller. It's as if musicians are only interested in the surface of the music. I had a wonderful 18th century literature teacher who once quoted some ridiculous lines from Handel's Acis and Galatea. "Wretched lovers, quit your dream. Behold the monster, Polypheme." Then she sent us to the music library to listen to it. It turned out to be one of the most glorious and moving choruses in all of Handel. Half the group is lamenting the inevitability of fate, while the other half is crying out to warn the two lovers of the monster's approach. This excerpt is from a 1960 recording conducted by Sir Adrian Bolt. In the 18th century, the absurd and the sublime coexisted. But today's early music specialists seem to be afraid of the sublime. Here's that same chorus on a New London recording, with Christopher Hogwood conducting the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra and Chorus. This version is in German and orchestrated by Mozart, but it's the rushed and perfunctory quality, not the German, that makes it almost unrecognizable. What rescues this Hogwood album from triviality is the superb orchestra and chorus, and the vivid performance by Michael George as the comic yet menacing monster Polypheme. Here he is wooing the reluctant Galatea in "O Ruddier Than the Cherry."
Du retter als die Kirche, du süßer als die Beere. Du retter als die Kirche, du süßer als die Beere. Du retter als die Kirche, du süßer als die Beere.
There's another new Handel disc on Telarc, elegantly played by another world-class early music group, the Boston Baroque, conducted by Martin Perlman. They play the first half dozen of Handel's marvelous Concerti Grossi, Opus 6. Here's the beautiful Largo Affettuoso that opens the fourth. Now listen to the same music recorded in 1966 by Otto Klemperer and the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's just been reissued by Angel EMI. There are such good and thoughtful musicians performing Baroque music today. I don't want them to play it the same way it was played 25 years ago. But I wonder why most of them seem so reluctant to find some equivalent for the spaciousness and depth of feeling that an older musician like Klemperer saw in it, and that a composer like Handel must surely have intended.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.